First show on Q105.
Yeah, we're up.
No, we're on. We're here in Toledo. Q105, 747. Denny and the girls, sunny, nice, high 80. 63, I think it is. 62. 63. Let's try 60. Yeah, 63 here now at the Q. All right, 419-240-1055 to play along. Paul is putting up the video of the Jimmy Kimmel Father's Day prank. On the blog, along with America's Got Talent. That's already up there. The highlights from last night, it was very, very good. You want to check that out, go to Q1055.com, click on the Denny Schaefer link, scroll down in my blog, which is really a blog. And, yeah, we just watched it. We saw Stu on the can.
Yes, we did.
Once it gets up, people can look at it. And then I have an observation I'd like to make. And then we'll talk about that. But first, we're going to stick with some. I actually promo that we were going to talk about how expensive it is for wedding gifts. In Michigan, it's $104, the average in Michigan. So if you go to a wedding in Michigan. In Ohio, it's $164. But it's over $100 now. There's only 6 states where it's under $100. So 44 states, it's over $100 for the gift. The most expensive states, Vermont is number one, with $245 being shelled out per wedding gift.
Wow.
Rhode Island comes in second at $235. New York comes in at $191. California, $150. Michigan, $104. Ohio, $164.
It's weird. You know what I've discovered over the past few years? $100 is feeling less and less like, it still feels like a lot of money. But it's so common now that things are costing up to $100.
Yeah.
That I feel.
Yes, I know.
You know what I
That's
mean?
True.
Like, it used to be, if you heard the word, oh, it's going to cost $100, that was like, yes, not a chance in hell.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But it's $100.
Right, it's $100. Yeah. Right. But now it's like you go to the grocery and it's for two people, and spending $100 is. Like,
now,
nothing.
What about this?
Do you get a
reprieve of not spending as much as a gift when you have to travel for a wedding, where you have to go to another state and you have to spend money on a hotel? Ooh. Does that give you a break in the thing? Because I think it should, only because I have one coming up.
I think you just give what you feel is right and what you can afford.
$50.
It's not like they're going to say anything to you about it.
Well,
I mean,
that's
if you
true.
Don't,
no, they're going to secretly think you're cheap. Because they know.
But what if they do? It's kind of one of those. It's kind of like, you get to it. See, this is the Phil.
Yeah, you know what?
This is Phil. I think after a while, you're kind of like, you know what? I can't swing it. They're going to get $50.
It is what it is.
And we got to travel, and we're out of town.
Yeah, and then they see you driving in a brand new Jeep.
And they just...
They see that nice Wrangler
yeah.
you're driving. And they go, oh, she got a brand new damn Wrangler, but she only gave me $50. Did you see the spread we put on?
I didn't say I only gave $50
I'm
as
just
a gift,
saying.
But yeah.
See, you
but
know why
yes,
that is? Because you're a chick. Okay?
Why? What?
Because women, you guys, you're thrifty. You guys search out the bargains. You guys are very thrifty with your money. A guy who isn't, he's a cheap SOB. Yeah, it's a negative thing. Women that watch their money, watch their pennies,
yeah.
use coupons. You got a stack of Bed Bath & Beyond coupons in your car at all times because you never know when you're going to go in there and you got to have the coupon.
Yeah. You never remember when you're going
to I went into Bed Bath & Beyond Memorial Weekend. We're up in Traverse City. And I bought something. I'm sorry. It was over on Monroe Street because they didn't have it up there. So I went to and they had it. And the guy goes, do you got a coupon? I'm like, no. He went, no.
I know, but people get offended if you
No, I don't have a coupon. Really? Woman behind me goes, here's one, dear.
Yeah.
Hands me a coupon.
Yeah, invariably, if you don't have one, 50% of the time when you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, the person behind you will have a spare.
They'll hand you. Anyway, you guys are thrifty. When a guy, no, we're cheap. It's negative connotation.
I can see that.
That's why you don't care. Give all you can afford. No, no, and no. Now, when they see I'm driving a sweet Kia, you're going to afford more than $50. What the hell?
I'm not terribly good at it.
We fed him. We gave him free drinks. Anyway. All right, so rudest holidays to get married on. Why would you want to get married on a holiday? I don't know why.
It's the holiday weekend. People have Monday off, so when they're traveling, it works good for their schedule.
Yeah, if they're out of town.
Could see if it's your first marriage, New Year's Eve. Other than that, never get married on a holiday. Ever, 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 ever. And never get married on Michigan, Ohio State Day. Never. Ever, ever, ever. do that.
Like Memorial Day or Labor Day.
No. I'm giving you a bunch of no's here. All right. I have to get to a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to break this down and work it out. Even though 4th of July weekend, guess where we'll be? At a wedding.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're looking forward to it, but it handicaps what you can do on those weekends.
With the whole weekend.
That's why you don't do that to your family and your friends. You don't do
you can't
that.
Make a plan.
Because what if you have a tradition every year where 4th of July weekend or Memorial weekend, like my family, Memorial weekend, camping in the thumb, it's been going on forever. So that's where everybody goes. 4th of July. We have another thing up in Traverse City for a Cherry Fest.
All this
stuff goes on.
Sure.
Can't go. Why? Somebody's getting married.
Yeah, you can't plan the full
That's why you never get married on a damn holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Again, looking forward to going. We'll be there with a big smile on, but you're only getting $50 if you're lucky.
Oh,
for having it on a holiday weekend.
What sucks is the family.
The price they pay. Man.
The family's local. And I'm sure it's going to get back to them. It's going to bite me right in the ass.
Well, they understand.
Well,
that's
your Phil talking. That's not you.
Yeah, that's Budman. Delbert, you're on the queue. What do you want to say before I break?
The funny days to get married on, like you said, holidays.
Yeah.
How about the old tax day used to be April 15th?
Yeah.
That's my anniversary.
That's your anniversary. See, that one's okay because nobody does anything.
You're paying all year long, and you're still paying on it.
Well, then there's that. Did you pick that date because that's where you could get the hall in the church, or it just happened?
I picked that day because I never could forget my anniversary.
Well, that's a great idea, Delbert. Very smart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. April's a good month.
All right, keep up good work, guys.
All right, dude, see you, bye. All right, so we'll come back with that, Chad, coming up. But first, Any Shape for Appliance Center Home Store, Ohio's largest furniture and appliance store. And they have appliance service and repair, Academy Trade, certified techs. They'll service your major appliance that's on the fritz. And they use their own employees, which is the best part. Call 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name, Denny Schaefer. You actually get something. 60% off your service call with a repair. If it's too far gone, you said, nah, not going to repair it, they'll give you $175 in AC Rewards money that you can use in their awesome store. Call Appliance Center Service, 419-PAY-LESS. Mention my name, Denny Schaefer.
Q105 Traffic, sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Shape up for...